Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's 24 minutes after 10 in New South Wales, 24 after 9 for our Queensland listeners. 2 a.m. Tommy is with us with his coins on the table to buy into anything you'd like to talk about. Tommy, good morning.
Morning, Matty, and morning, listeners. Yeah, so I wanted to buy into a little debate heading into the second test starting in Adelaide tomorrow, Matty. And a lot of the talk has been about Pat Cummins, his fitness, who's going to replace him. But I wanted to speak about one of our country's greatest ever players and greatest ever batsmen, but he's in a bit of a form slump at the current moment, and that is David Warner. And a lot of the chat around David Warner the past, 6 weeks since the cricket summer has started, has been his leadership. But should we now focus our conversation less on his leadership and more about his actual form? So you look at his 2 innings against the West Indies in the first test. He got 5 in the first innings, and he got 48 in the second innings, so pretty good. But for David Warner, for his stats, his last test century was against New Zealand on January 3rd, 2020. So he got 111 not outs. That's nearly 3 years ago, his last test century. Since then, he's only managed 4 scores over 50 in that time. So 2 of them have been in the 90s. That did come against England in the last year's Ashes series. And the other scores of 68 and 51 came against Pakistan, and that's been in 13 tests. So since that century against New Zealand on January 3rd, 2020, he's played 13 tests, scored 621 runs at an average of 28. That's not what you want from your opener, and it's not what you expect from a guy like David Warner, who has quickly become one of Australia's greatest modern batsmen. Now, the reason I bring this up is because David Warner turned 36 in October of this year. He's going to turn 37 next year. Him and Usman Khawaja are the same age. They're not getting any younger. But I bring this up because next year in 2023, and a lot of people have brought this up, it is Australia's most important tours. We go to India and then we go to England. David Warner hasn't been successful in either of those countries. In 8 tests in India, he averages 24 with a high score of 71. In 13 tests in England, he averages 26 with a high score of 85. He's had 7 half centuries. So he hasn't got a century in either of those countries. Our most important tours, India and England. So as I said before, he turned 36 in October this year. And Matty, I'll ask you this, not just in cricket, but in any sport, where an athlete has been 35 or 36, when they've had a form slump at that age, have they ever recaptured that form or gotten better? That's the worry with David Warner. And yes, I know a lot of the listeners will say, a lot of the critics will say, okay, well, who's next? And that's the worry with Australian cricket at the moment. But we need to start talking about David Warner's form, because leading into 2023, when we need those test wins, where we haven't won in India for a long time, we haven't won an Ashes series in England since the early 2000s, we only drew the last one, we need our best batsmen firing, and David Warner hasn't done that for about 3 years at the test level.
I did hear a stat across the weekend or across during that first test around if you go into the quarters of his career, and there's no doubt he's in the twilight of his career. I mean, we all know that, and that's not being rude or disrespectful at all to David Warner, but he's in the final quarter of that career. And if you go through his quarters of batting averages in test level, I think it sort of goes around 40s for the first quarter, goes up to the 50s in the second quarter, high 40s again in the third quarter. And in this quarter, the final quarter of his career, he's underneath 40 for the first time. So the question now is, and those are very compelling stats that you put forward, the big worry for me, Tommy, was the first innings against West Indies when he chopped it on. And he tried to get one that was 2 or 3 feet outside of off stump and chopped it on. Now, that shows that I just don't know if he does that when he's young and fresh and eyes are great. But he bounces back with 2 short of 50 in the second there. So I guess the big question for me is, we know that this is the end of David Warner's, or this is towards the end of David Warner's Test career. So two things. You're right. Who do you replace him with? Matthew Renshaw's been there before, and he's still only 26, Matt Renshaw. I mean, he was around for so long and continues to plunder runs. So who do you replace him with? And then how much of the experience that David Warner has had and can bring to that squad and that team on tours that they're about to face is invaluable versus the runs that he may or may not get? I think that's probably the questions, or the two questions for me on that front.
And this is a really, really important time for Australian cricket, Matty, because as I mentioned before, Usman Khawaja, he turns 36 in 11 days on the 18th of December. So there's your two opening bats. And for so long, David Warner has been the linchpin at the top of the Australian order. He's had multiple opening batsmen alongside him. Matt Renshaw, Cam Bancroft, Chris Rogers held down a position for quite a while. Usman Khawaja now, Marcus Harris, we saw him start the Ashes series last year. So the two guys that are the leading run scorers at the moment in the Sheffield Shield this year, Peter Hanscom, 8 innings, 571 runs, averages 82, he's had 2 centuries and 150. And Cameron Bancroft, 10 innings, 483 runs for 3 centuries. So the two leading Sheffield Shield scorers have already been tried and tested as well at the test level. We all know what happened with Cam Bancroft, and Peter Hanscom has had many, many issues with his batting style, particularly where he likes to bat very, very deep in the crease. So there's one guy named Tim Ward, who's my age, 24 years of age, from Tasmania, who's third on the list. He's had 421 runs, hasn't scored a century, but he's had 4 half-centuries. So you and Bharat spoke about this a little bit in your chat last hour, Matty, about the Australian squad bringing in those younger bowlers that we're seeing now with Lance Morris. Now is the perfect time to bring in those young batsmen, especially against South Africa coming up, and then with India and England next year. If Australia, Cricket Australia, Pat Cummins, Andrew McDonald can identify those young, up-and-coming, promising batsmen coming through and take them on those tours to India and England and watch them study behind guys like Usman Khawaja and David Warner, hey, they may even get a test in India or in England. Look at what happened with Marnus a couple of years ago in England. Came in to substitute for Steve Smith when he went off with concussion. Now he's the second-best batsman behind Steve Smith. So David Warner, step up.
There's one man missing out of all of this discussion, Will Pekowski. And that's the one that Australian or Cricket Australia just couldn't control. I mean, you don't foresee any of that coming. And that's sort of the bottom line. He'd be the next man up. And that's not going to happen at the moment.
So two things I want to ask you, and I'll leave the questions for the listeners as well. So how long is too long with David Warner? How long is too long do we see him not live up to his standards and keep getting scores below 50, sub 50? And then if it's not David Warner, then who? Who are the next guys to come in and replace him? Let me know.
0457 736 736, or give us a call on that one. 1300 01 1170.